For an outstanding institution, Ryan Minnelli, the athletic director and head football coach at DeLaSalle, joining us now. Ryan, thanks for the time, and I guess I have to ask you the same thing. How in the world are you passing the time? I know you're spending time with Brody. I know you're being a good dad and husband, but what else are you doing, man? I mean, I'm getting a lot of answers on this. What about you?
That's right. Well, thanks for having me on, Ken. And once again, incredible job you're doing during this time by, keeping the community intact with everybody's lives and sports and everything else that impacts our kids. So great job you do, of course. But really during this time, I think what I'm doing is I'm slowly finding out what it is like when I'm away every single day from my wife and what she has to go through on a daily basis while she's working. And it's taking a little time to get used to, but I tell you what, I learned how to use a local Google Classroom. I'm on video conferencing now daily. I learned how to do some multiple FaceTime calls with some of our student athletes. I learned how to teach four-year-olds. I'm failing at that right now. Looking for some leadership people teaching me how to do that. For my media room, I got the big screen up. And on Venmo, Brody has his online classes for his older four class from Little Red Schoolhouse. And there I am in a little, math book. And today we worked on beginning of peas. And we have to walk outside for about 30 minutes, find birds. So doing all kind of things right now.
Amazing. I get it. Boy, we get so many responses to that. But that's a good one. So this has been an outstanding athletic year for DeLaSalle High School. Your team played for a state championship, of course. Basketball had another terrific season, oh so close to reaching the championship game once again, and that was special too. And, of course, those aren't the only programs at DeLaSalle that have had success this year. But as the athletic director, you spend a lot of time coaching football, but as athletic director, you have a chance to really see all of these programs and the hard work that's put in, right?
No doubt about it, and it really was an adjustment for me just because the way I am, I'm at almost every home game and a good bit of road games, and really, it's great to see all our student athletes, achieving same type of mission, same type of goals that we have, and it's really great to see the great coaching staff that we have intact. Talk about basketball. I mean, what a leader our school has, Paul Kelly. I mean, he's on him and our, him as our president and our principal, Perry Rogers, really ahead of the game and ahead of the curve on this, having our teachers prepared for these online classes. And he puts out a video every day. If you haven't seen it, it's worth watching. 10, 15, it's Paul, so sometimes 20-minute videos, but it's worth every minute, and he has a different segment each day now, welcoming feedback. So he has his own show for the kids and family and for our DeLaSalle community, which is special. And he came off a basketball season that's been great. We haven't lost a home basketball game since early 2018. And fell to U-High in a tough one-point game and a great game. Two very good teams. And, the way it is now, we have to travel there and play there. And that's just the way it goes. And it was great. And, I think our kids are going to know that they were very successful over the last few years in basketball.
Sure. And then, of course, with regard to DeLaSalle, just, again, the overarching theme there has been you turned a football program around in dramatic fashion. There's no questioning that. But I give credit to school leadership, and I make no bones about it. The late Mike Gilliatt was a wonderful man who had a great vision and understood that athletics could not only play a significant role in the school but also enhance the school and enhance enrollment. And that certainly was true with Tony Benura. I think it's true with Mr. Rogers. I know it's true with Paul Kelly. And I don't think there's any doubt that that's been the case, in that you can be a very good academic institution and be a very good athletic institution. And that was the goal, and it looks like that's what's being accomplished.
No doubt. We pride ourselves being first class, both in the classrooms and on the athletic fields. I think that, it's amazing. Now our student body, we're near 600. One out of four kids that walk our hallways, one out of four take an AP class. And, I think, Coach Paul Kelly's background, fall to being at Tulane, and, in that academic field, Ms. Rogers, super smart, been at DeLaSalle longer than I have, finds herself in a position she didn't want to really be in, but you know, when she was moved to principal, so it takes out the classroom some. She still keeps one honors class to get her fix in. But that's the kind of people we have. They're not looking to do less. They're looking to do more with our students. And there's no doubt that's why, you know, I really think that we are excelling the way we are.
Ryan Manalo-Dosa with us for a couple more minutes. So you talked about how you're video conferencing. You're using devices now to be able to communicate with your student-athletes, your football players, obviously, in particular. Is that going well? Have you gotten good response? And to your knowledge, are the young men not only still being plugged in academically, but also continuing to work hard to stay in the kind of shape they need to be in when they come back?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, every case in every household is so different. You know, I talked to, between my coaches, everybody, but, you know, touched on some of our, you know, players that I know that may be in need. I know some of them that, every household is different. You know, I have some families. I have, one of my starting linebackers. I talked to him, and I kind of put my linebacker core on FaceTime and had a few of them guys on at the same time. And, they all have – all of them, just each phone call has a different story. I have a starting linebacker. He's not allowed to go outside right now, you know, and I'm not ever going to question that because I think safety's first during this time. And if I have to push everything back, we'll do that to get their bodies back right. But, you know, so it's different. So every morning we get up, we basically give out three workouts. I give a workout if they have a gym that they have access to, which not many of them do. Then I give them a workout for if they just have dumbbells or if they just have, you know, cartons of water or anything to be creative. And then I give a workout which just, you know, just with nothing, just in your house, nothing at all, body workout. And each day I give them, 4 days a week, I give them that workout to keep our, what we call phase two. And then also our physical education department gets it too. And then I send them usually a video on yoga on our Yoga Wednesdays. We usually have yoga at school Wednesdays. We send out a video. So it's going well. You know, the biggest thing is I just kind of talk to them, and every time I talk to them, just be smart, you know, communicate, make sure they communicate with the teachers and use this as a great opportunity to improve their GPAs. Don't look at this as a negative. Be creative and just, you know, find a way to gain an edge as that whole student-athlete. And, you know, it's kind of what we talk about. It's kind of bloom where you plant it. Right now you're planting your house, and we got to find a way to make the best of it. And I think this is a message from all my coaches and to our kids. And, you know, so far the response is not what they want. It's not what we want, but we're going to get there.
Bottom line is everybody's in the same boat right now, and hopefully that boat will come back ashore sometime in the very near future,
right.
including for DOSL High School.
Yep. And even more important than the football, you know, I mean, is my seniors. I mean, not that we have many, but softball team was off to a great start, 4-1.
Yeah.
And they have a senior pitcher going up to college, Sarah Blanchard, and, you know, Alex Cerise, catcher, and, you know, Summer Newmiller in center field. So they had a good bit of seniors on our softball team, and that's what I'm really feeling for and hoping to get back. Our baseball only had four seniors this year.
Sure.
But hope we can make something and get back, and, you know, it's up to the good Lord. And, you know, everybody's in the same boat. We'll get through it.